Are you stepping into courage before opening your wallet for anything in life? It could be relationships, love, work, business, entrepreneurship. There's a fine line between the courage to do something and opening your wallet. They're very related. And that's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
There is a quote that I heard recently on a podcast episode, and I'm sorry, but I just don't even remember the exact quote, nor do I remember the podcast that it was mentioned on. But these are not my original thoughts, is the disclaimer. And it was something along the lines of having courage over capital. And it had to do with a particular time where this person in business made a decision to have courage to continue along a particular path instead of buying something to either shorten that path or take a different path. So I kind of started thinking about it and realized that that could really apply to anything in life. And it really struck me, like, the courage over capital was in my head for days. And that's why I'm here now recording an episode about it, because I feel like this could apply to a lot of things. To have courage in yourself and confidence in yourself that you could achieve a goal, you could solve a problem, you could make that, whatever that is, work before opening up your wallet to fix it, to change it, to make a pivot. And this is very similar to what I spoke about in episode 20, which I will link in the show notes. It's a related episode. So if you haven't listened to it, jump back and take a look at it and listen to that one. But I think we have to have more courage in ourselves that we can do the hard things, as Glennon Doyle would say. We can do hard things. We could make that business work. We could make that diet work. We could make that relationship work. We could have the courage. And I would say I would probably want to enter the word confidence. So the courage and the confidence to make whatever that thing is, make it work. Instead of opening your wallet or using brain power, or I think in this context, capital would probably mean money more than anything. But it's also human capital. It's also, do you have the courage to end something instead of using your human capital, being your self-care and your heart? That's a good example too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be wallet and money and things. It could be recognizing and having the courage and the confidence to stop something, end something, change something. So you're not taking the human capital as a fall in that scenario, as, you know, losing your human capital. This can also apply to entrepreneurship. It could apply to, you know, making that side hustle work, and having the courage to stick to it, having the courage and the confidence to know that you can do it without spending all the money. In the same token, to have the courage and the confidence to recognize that if it's taking too much human capital from you, that it may not work. So this courage over capital could be really like a balancing, like looking at a scale and saying to yourself, is there too much human capital being used or money capital being used versus how much courage am I putting on that scale? And I just thought it was so amazing. I had to share it with you. And it actually, like, I still can't get it out of my head. So I put it in a note on my cell phone. And so every once in a while, if I'm challenged with something, if I'm struggling with something, I kind of look to it and just kind of, it's like a little check, like, okay, I'm stressing over this. Do I need courage or do I need capital or do I need to check the courage and check the confidence instead of addressing the capital piece? It also can kind of be like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. So kind of look at it that way. But I really feel like this is something that could help you make decisions or break through some things that you're going through. So my challenge to you is to give it a try. And I would love to hear from you, as always, over on Instagram at NotAMama, and just chime in the conversation going on there about this. And that is my challenge to you. Give it a try. Have that courage over capital when you need it for whatever, whether it's a negative or a positive. And definitely head on back to episode 20. And that kind of is a wonderful marriage between this episode and that episode. And I think you would get a lot of benefits from listening to both.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.